This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba Thursday urged Western nations to develop a consistent Black Sea strategy to push out Russia from the region. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking via video link to a conference on Black Sea security in Romania, Kuleba called for a comprehensive security network for all nations in the region who feel threatened by Russian President Vladimir Putin, whom he referred to as the maniac on the loose. He said it was time to turn the Black Sea into a Sea of NATO.
I regret to say it, but I believe the West had no consistent Black Sea strategy, while Russia has always had one: aggressive, revanchist, and barbaric.
A Kremlin spokesman Tuesday responded to Kuleba's comments, saying the Black Sea will never be a Sea of NATO. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden voiced concern Thursday over the leak of a cache of classified military documents as details emerged of a military base employee who may have first posted the papers online. The leaks, which the Pentagon have called a serious risk to national security, have revealed U.S. unease over the viability of a coming Ukrainian counteroffensive against Russian forces and suggested it spied on allies Israel and South Korea. Meanwhile, Ukraine's leaders are downplaying the impact the leak could have on their military operation, the AP's Ben Thomas.
Ukraine has long held back sharing its most sensitive operational information, doubting Washington's ability to keep their secrets safe. Ukrainian and U.S. officials maintain only Ukrainians have the details of certain battle plans, so the leak, including some military assessments of Ukraine's battlefield strengths and weaknesses against Russia, likely has not been enough, at least so far, to change the course of the war. Still, Washington sees the leaks as grave, and more damaging material could still surface.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is meeting with Ireland's prime minister at this hour. He's in his ancestral home of Ireland for 2 days of meetings with leaders and family members. Earlier, he met with Irish President Michael Higgins. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to give a second deposition Thursday in a legal battle over his company's business practices. The AP's Donna Warder has more.
Trump is expected to meet with lawyers for New York's Attorney General Letitia James. A lawsuit the AG filed last year claims that Trump and his family misled banks and business associates by giving them false information about his net worth and the value of his assets. The lawsuit is unrelated to felony criminal charges the Manhattan District Attorney filed against Trump, which led to the former president's arraignment last week. Trump and his lawyers have said that the DA's lawsuit against him is politically motivated and legally baseless. I'm Donna Warder.
A European spacecraft was set to begin an 8-year journey to Jupiter Thursday. The launch was postponed due to bad weather. Officials will make another try Friday. VOA's Richard Green has more on the spacecraft's ambitious goal.
The Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer, better known by its acronym JUICE, will have to fly around other planets and use their gravitational pull in order to conserve fuel during its long journey. It will swing around Earth next year, then Venus in 2025, then two more trips around Earth by 2029 before reaching its final destination 2 years later. The spacecraft will then inspect Jupiter's moons of Callisto, Europa, and Ganymede to determine if liquid water, the necessary ingredient to maintain life itself, flows beneath their icy surfaces. JUICE will enter into orbit around Ganymede by 2034. Making it the first moon other than Earth's to have a spacecraft in its orbit. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
Meteorologists say a cyclone is expected to intensify to a Category 5 before it crosses Australia's northwest coast. Cyclone Ilsa is headed toward the sparsely populated Pilbara coast in Western Australia, where extreme weather is common, yet fatalities are rare. However, authorities fear that Cyclone Ilsa's extraordinary wind speeds could take some in its path by surprise. Port Hedland Visitor Information Center Manager Julie Arif says she's not taking any chances that anything above a Category 3 is cause for concern. Cyclone Ilsa is expected to bring wind gusting at more than 170 miles per hour. According to weather experts, the last Category 5 storm to cross the Australian coast was Cyclone Yasi in 2011. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.